A team of U.S. aircraft engineers is spending a second day on China's Hainan Island inspecting the U.S. Navy plane that's been grounded there for more than a month. The engineers are checking the extent of damage the plane suffered when it collided with a Chinese fighter on April 1st in order to determine how the plane might be returned to the United States. Here in Washington, the Bush administration is moving to limit contact between the U.S. and Chinese militaries. Earlier this week, the Office of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld ordered a complete suspension of U.S.-Chinese military relations. Yesterday, the Pentagon withdrew that directive, but said contacts from now on will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Joining me now is NPR's Tom Gelton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What kinds of contacts between the U.S. and China?
We're talking about, for example, U.S. and Chinese military ships stopping in each other's ports. There could be visits by Chinese military officers to U.S. facilities and vice versa, U.S. officers visiting Chinese bases. This kind of thing has been going on for really 30 years or more, ever since Richard Nixon opened the way to China. The U.S. suspended these contacts in 1989 after the massacre at Tiananmen Square, and again in 1995 or 96 after the missile tests near Taiwan. China, for its part, suspended them in 1999 after the U.S. Bombing of its embassy in Belgrade. But always these contacts have been reinstated, so they sort of go up and down like a barometer of the U.S.-Chinese relation.
And this latest downgrade was a reaction to China's detention of the U.S. plane and its crew.
Well, it actually began before that, about 2 months ago. The Bush administration came into office not nearly as enthusiastic about these contacts as the Clinton administration had been. The Clinton administration had seen them as essentially a way to impress the Chinese, to show visiting Chinese military officers that the United States is quite a military force to be reckoned with. But critics of these contacts always argued that they benefited the Chinese side more than the U.S. side, because U.S. delegations never got to see as much on the Chinese side as the Chinese saw over here. And Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said he wanted to review this whole program. This was even before the surveillance plane incident. And for all intents and purposes, they'd actually stopped. But what was new was this official edict that came out just this past Monday, suspending all contacts, quote, until further notice. And there was nothing secret about that directive. Several people around town were aware of it, including apparently some members of Congress. But it didn't get revealed until yesterday afternoon when it was reported by a number of news organizations, and that caught everyone's attention. Then there was this dramatic turnaround last night when the Pentagon essentially retracted the memo and said from now on that these contacts will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. But even that's a change from the administration of the Clinton administration's policy.
Yeah, maybe this just reflects the Bush administration's feelings about China.
Well, you know, it's not alone. The Army has dropped its plans to buy 500,000 berets from China, and we've had U.S. officials saying that China, there will be no more business as usual with China in the aftermath of this incident. So it's all part of a pattern.
NPR's Tom Gelton.